Good morning, this is Pastor Stoltz, and welcome to our Sunday worship. The scripture lessons that I will be reading are as follows. The Old Testament, Jeremiah 16, 14 to 21. The Epistle, 1 Peter 3, 8 to 15. And the Gospel, Luke 5, 1 through 11. And the closing hymn, 50. My sermon theme this morning is of fish and men, which is based on the Gospel, St. Luke chapter 5. And let us begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. Almighty God, our Maker and Redeemer, we poor sinners confess unto thee that we are by nature sinful and unclean, and that we have sinned against thee by thought, word, and deed. Wherefore we flee for refuge to thy infinite mercy, seeking and imploring thy grace for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. O most merciful God, who has given thine only begotten Son to die for us, have mercy upon us, and for his sake grant us remission of all of our sins, and by thy Holy Spirit increase in us true knowledge of thee and of thy will, and true obedience to thy word, to the end that by thy grace we may come to everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, hath had mercy upon us, and hath given his only Son to die for us, and for his sake forgives us all of our sins. To them that believe on his name he gives power to become the sons of God, and hath promised them his Holy Spirit. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Grant this, Lord, unto us all. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall ever be, world without end. Amen. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. Glory be to God on high, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. We praise thee, we bless thee, we worship thee. We glorify thee, we give thanks unto thee for thy great glory. O Lord God, Heavenly King, God the Father Almighty, the Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, the Lord God, the Lamb of God, the Son of the Father, that takest away the sin of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sin of the world, receive our prayer. Thou that sittest at the right hand of God the Father, have mercy upon us. For thou only art holy, thou only art the Lord. Thou only, O Christ, with the Holy Ghost, art most high in the glory of God the Father. Amen. The Lord be with you, and let us pray. O God, who hast prepared for them that love thee such good things as pass man's understanding, pour into our hearts such love toward thee that we, loving thee above all things, may obtain thy promises, which exceed all that we can ever desire. We pray this through Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. We confess our faith according to the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The first reading, Jeremiah chapter 16, verses 14 to 21. Therefore, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that it shall no more be said, The Lord liveth, that brought up the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt. But the Lord liveth, that brought up the children of Israel from the land of the north, and from all the lands whither he had driven them. And I will bring them again into their lands that I gave unto their fathers. Behold, I will send for many fishermen, saith the Lord, and they shall fish them. And after will I send for many hunters, and they shall hunt them from every mountain and from every hill, and out of the holes of the rocks. For mine eyes are upon all their ways, they are not hid from my face, and neither is their iniquity hid from mine eyes. And first I will recompense their iniquity, and their sin doubleth, because they have defiled my land. They have filled mine inheritance with the carcasses of their desolate and abominable things. The Lord my strength and my fortress, my refuge in the day of affliction, the Gentiles shall come unto thee from the ends of the earth, and shall say, Surely our fathers have inherited lies and vanity, and things wherein there is no profit. Shall a man make gods unto himself, and they are no gods? Therefore, behold, I will this one cause them to know. I will cause them to know my hand and my might, and they shall know that my name is the Lord. So far. The Epistle, 1 Peter 5, 1 through 11. The elders which are among you I exhort, who am also an elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind. Neither be as the lords over God's heritage, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, you shall receive a crown of glory that fades not away. Likewise, you younger, submit yourselves to the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility, for God resisteth the proud, and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Jesus Christ, after that you have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. The Gospel of Luke, Chapter 5, 1 through 11. And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God. He stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them, and they were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little further from the land. And then he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now when he had left speaking, he said to Simon, "Launch out into the deep, and let down your nets for a draught." And Simon answering and said unto him, "Master, we have toiled all night and have taken nothing, but nevertheless at thy word I will let down the net." And when they had done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net brake. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both ships, so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." For he was astonished, and all that were with him at the draught of the fish which they had taken. And so was also James and John and the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, "Fear not, from henceforth you shall catch men." And when they had brought their ships back to the land, they forsook all and followed Jesus. So far. The story in the Gospel begins one morning at the Sea of Galilee. Jesus steps into Simon Peter's boat, sits down, and teaches the people gathered along the shore. But this was not unusual. After all, he was a teacher from Galilee, and people expected him to teach and preach. But what was unusual was his instructions to Peter after the sermon. "Put out into the deep and cast out your net." And this at a time of day when no intelligent fisherman would even think of going fishing, especially after a night of total and complete failure. But they do it. And the impossible becomes a reality. The nets become so full they begin to tear. The boats are so overloaded that they begin to sink. This is a miracle. But it is also more than a miracle. It is more than God breaking through the laws of nature. It's a happening that runs counter to all explanations by signifying God's presence. It is a sign that points beyond itself to a new reality for all those who have eyes to see. In our story, it is Peter whose eyes are suddenly opened. Yes, he had seen and known Jesus before this amazing day. He had heard Jesus preach, probably witnessed some of his miracles. He witnessed the healing of his own mother-in-law that we know, and he made a decision to follow Christ. And yet I believe we can say that he never really knew Jesus until this surprising morning. But now he does see him. And it makes a tremendous impact and changes his whole life. Before the miracle, Peter calls Jesus Master, but now only one word is adequate, and that is Lord. In this change, we discover an entirely new dimension to our Lord's miracles. He breaks through nature not to surprise or amaze, but to change people. Here we have the reality, the really important part of this biblical record. Jesus catches a man, which is one of many. What he did here in this story, he still does today. He moves into people's lives, stirs them, arouses them, but always with the purpose to bring them to say, "My Lord and my God." Who is this God at work in our story, at work among us? He is more than a God of miracles. He's a God of creation. He stands in the world he created, yet he stands apart from it, beyond it, above it. He is present in our present age, yet He existed before all time and before all worlds. He is the God of all creation, the God of all creatures. He is the Lord of wind and wave. He is the God of fish and men. When he breaks through nature, he does, as he does in our gospel, he is setting aside the laws of nature, not to astound an audience, but he is God at work in order to save people. The fact that the miracle occurred, no one doubts, but how it happened, well, only God knows. All the miracles are signs of the presence of the eternal God in our world, demonstrations of his power, and promises to make all things new. You see, we are not frail creatures of dust, locked into hopeless forms, patterns. Eternity is written into our souls. We have a helper, a savior, a redeemer, who is the eternal creator God. It is this eternal God who must be seen in the miracle of fish and men. You see, Peter does not stand in amazement at the miracle of fish. A greater miracle has taken place within him. He is overwhelmed by the power of the eternal God. The miracle drives Peter to his knees, and in doing so, he is expressing the two greatest discoveries of his life. Now he knows who he is, a sinful man, and he knows who Jesus is, the eternal God. In this new understanding, there is only one thing for Peter to say, and that is, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man." Peter knows that sin and holiness cannot exist side by side. Peter is sure that the eternal God of all creation, the holy and righteous God, cannot stand to be in the presence of fragile and sinful creatures. But this is exactly where Peter was wrong. For Christ came not to condemn the world, but that the world would be saved through him. Now notice here too, Jesus does not pronounce judgment on Peter. He does not even ask for a confession of sins. He simply offers grace in these words, "Do not be afraid." Jesus rejects the old principle that only the good deserve grace. He offers righteousness to a man who is not righteous and who knows it. Jesus has, in fact, placed his hand on Peter's life, and without standing in judgment over him, has forgiven him of all things, and called him into his service to be a co-worker. Peter is now a forgiven man, now a partner with God in God's business. Our Lord Jesus Christ is indeed the God of all creatures, the Lord of fish and men. There is immense hope and promise for us in this Word of God, because our lives, too, at times, are as often as empty as Peter's nets. At times we do feel fear and uncertainty. Doors never seem to open. Walls grow higher. Answers, well, they never arrive. Into this emptiness, Jesus Christ comes to give us fullness, meaning, to brighten our tomorrows, for he is the Lord of all worlds, including our own. Yes, our lives have also been touched by the hand of God. And this was, of course, in holy baptism. And our lives are still touched by word and sacrament. Our Lord has shown us empty nets that were filled, empty lives that were filled. Should not the Lord of fish and men do as much for us? Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Grant, we beseech thee, Almighty God, and to thy church, thy Holy Spirit, and the wisdom which comes down from above, that thy word, as becometh it, may not be bound, but have free course and be preached to the joy and edification of Christ's holy people, that in steadfast faith we may serve thee, and in the confession of thy name abide to the very end. We pray this through Jesus Christ our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and to be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. Closing hymn 50.